In 1879, three Portuguese carpenters emigrated to Hawaii. They brought with them their small guitar-like instruments. Those instruments immediately attracted attention. The Hawaiian Gazette reported that Madeira Islanders, recently arrived here, have been delighting the people with nightly street concerts. Those concerts led to the development of the ukulele, or ukulele if you prefer, one of Hawaii's greatest gifts to the world. The word ukulele comes from Hawaiian for jumping flea, perhaps because of the movement of the player's fingers. Hawaii's King Kalakaua helped make the ukulele such a popular instrument. Music today is all too often a commodity produced by corporate monoliths and hyped by harnessing the impulses created by manipulation of media frenzy. However, music as community still exists. For example, in a hall on the west side of Vancouver, once a month, ukulele aficionados meet in convivial musical fellowship.
I'm Tom Saunders. I'm the leader of the Vancouver Ukulele Circle. What we do here is we gather the third Tuesday of every month, and we all have a songbook to sing out of, and somebody leads the song, and everyone plays along, and we have a heck of a time. It's a community. It's very much low-key and no big egos or anything. It's people just here to have fun and strum and play and sing.
There's no ugly people in ukulele. I think it just brings out the best in people.
It's just a lot of fun, so uplifting. People walk away and always smiles on their faces. At any level, people come in. So people who have not even, strummed their first chord will show up. We have, every month, we have at least 15 to 20 new people show up. And they're kind of held by the whole group effort, which is wonderful.
E minor. And then it's going to be F minor. And then it'll be F sharp minor. G minor. So it's sometimes when you know one pattern,
You come here to have fun. That's the first and most important criteria. If you don't know very much, there's always somebody around to either ask, or when people see you don't know very much, they'll come and help you.
And when I have trouble, I let the more experienced take over and I'll just quietly strum. Maybe move my mouth that I might be singing, but not really. But it's a lot of fun.
Just not knowing music at all, I just found it was just part of a different experience to sort of round out my day-to-day kind of life with music. So it kind of opens up your mind and makes you think a little bit different. When you're reading music, it's totally different from reading a book. Like, it's space on a musical sheet is not the same as space in a book. So yeah, it kind of changes your perspective a bit. Yeah.
I would say it's a great social, fun, family-style event. That's what I would call it. It's always lively. You see something different every single time. With the songs, they're well-led, and the performance time, there's always something brand new happen there, and some really crackerjack performers.
Very accessible. For example, just the traditions of this group. First time you play up, you always get a standing ovation, right? For years, people get up, and however skilled you are, we've had people here with playing $10,000 instruments with professional training, somebody else who bought a uke last week and knows two chords, and yet they can play to the group, they have a good time, everybody likes it. So anyway, it's the accessibility that you'll feel that tonight.
And in fact, it's true. Visitors to the Vancouver Ukulele Circle do receive a warm welcome. I can vouch for that.
Well, we have a guest in the house. Yeah. Rick Gaylor. Where's Rick? There he is, right in the corner there. Raise your hand there, Rick. Yeah, Rick. He is from Co-op Radio, 100.5 on your FM dial. And he is the host of a show called It Takes a Village, which airs on Thursdays from 4 to 5. And he is here armed with a microphone to do a story on the Vancouver Ukulele Circle. Yes. So please make him welcome, and don't be afraid to give him a quick sound bite if he asks you.
This is a good one for you guys to just belt out as loud as you can.
Is best said by what was on the ukulele my father got in the mid-30s. They sold millions of ukes with this expression. It says, music self-played is happiness self-made. And I think that's what's fun about this, that in an era of kind of professionalism, people come out and whatever good you are or however musical you are, you can pick up this easy instrument, you can just sing along. And so there's a remarkable just kind of doing it yourself about it.